Welcome back, guys, to round two of Entertain Us Season 2. I'm really happy. I have both my co-judges, Tyler Spades and Cassie. You guys want to say hi?
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, this is going to be really fun. I'm glad you guys can make it. This round, what I did is I asked the contestants to pick a movie out of the movies I listed. They had to claim a movie, and then when they claimed their movie, they had to make an epic trailer for that movie and submit it to me by Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So I got five, maybe six submissions. I don't know if the sixth one's coming in or not. Anyway, there won't be an immunity, or there, not immunity, there won't be an elimination this week. Cool for that. So yeah, I just really want to, I guess, reward the people who do submit. So yes, we will get on to those. Oh, and the way we're going to do this is we're going to listen to them all the way through, all the trailers all the way through once, and then we'll do a big ol' thing at the end, okay? Let me just say who made what trailer, since we're not going to really be pausing to say who did what. So I have it written down here somewhere. Okay, so first up will be Conker 303 with his Lazy Town trailer, then Drew Ox with his Blue's Clues trailer, and following will be Bright Disaster with his Teletubbies trailer, then Miss Voice of an Angel with a My Little Ponies trailer, and Sergeant Rain Trooper with a Dora trailer, and then to conclude, might be Zane with a Barney's trailer. We'll see if he gets that in or not. Okay, so you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Following preview has been approved for all audiences by the Motion Picture Association of America, Inc. Not really.
In a world where everyone is lazy, one girl will play. Starring Juliana Rose Moriello, Magnus Sheever, and a bunch of other people you never heard of. This is Lazy Town. A battle between active and lazy will commence. Who will win? Watch the movie and find out. Lazy Town. Rated R. Never coming to theaters near you because we're too lazy to produce it. Hell, we didn't even film it.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
In a world where one clue is the difference between a letter and a number, one man, one dog, one clue, and the adventure of a lifetime. They go across the world on a search for answers where everything's at stake and failure isn't an option. Coming this summer, the Kids Movie of the Year, nominated for 5 Tony Awards and 2 Grammys, directed by Quentin Tarantino, starring Robert De Niro, Johnny Depp, and Melissa Joan Hart. An adventure so epic, it needed all the numbers and the letters. Blue's Clues. ABCs and 123s in theaters this summer.
What do you want from us?
You know what I want. I want the sun back.
Who are you, and what do you want with the sun?
I'm motherfucking Tiki Wiki, bitch.
In a world
world where the sun is an organic life form.
The sun is missing?
More than just life
I don't know, Mike. But I do know, though, whoever took it is going to
team up to save their only
son. What happened to the old days when we could just eat custard every day and laugh?
They're gone. Just like the sun.
It just went down. Just like it always did. But it didn't come up. It just stayed down.
Get a hold of yourself. We can't get the sun back unless we calm the hell down and think about this.
It was you. You stole the sun. How could you?
Coming this spring, you'll know the true meaning of loss. You'll experience the ultimate regret. Teletubbies, the movie.
In a world where darkness takes over. And magic is the only key to survival. There are five heroes ready to save the day. Pinkie Pie!
Dora, Boots, Swiper, Rabies, Zombies. Where do you find all this? In Dora the Explorer's brand new action-packed movie, coming Christmas 2012. This movie may contain nausea, eye bleeding, tears of agony, and trauma. Rated G!
Get ready for the most exciting movie of the year! Starring everybody's favorite dinosaur, Barney!
Hey, little kitties!
And his friends! Hey, Barney! Go on an epic journey where pretending is not an option! Will they survive, or will the evil Count Muchamacallit actually destroy them? Will they survive, or will the power of make-believe end with them?
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. With a great big love and a kiss from me to you, won't you say you love me?
No! Find out on Barney's Great Adventure, coming soon to a theater near you.
Hey guys, it's Blackjack AV. I'm recording this after I'm all done mixing it. I just wanted to add this part before the critique. I just wanted to say that all of these submissions were really good, and I don't think we covered that enough since we did it all at once at the end. But yeah, these were great. Great job, everyone. And I just wanted to reiterate how much the crew here at Entertain Us Headquarters really appreciates all of your consideration for the show. So without further ado, let's get on to the critiques. All right. You guys done?
I am.
Yes, I am.
All right, so we'll pretend yay.
Yay!
We walked out of the movie. We watched all the trailers. It's over. There was no movie. It was just trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was good, too. That was entertaining. I'm surprised. I liked a lot of these. Let's recap over the trailers. Which ones stood out to you? You know, pretty much, which ones did you like? Which ones do you have notes on? That sort of thing. And then I'll jump in here and there.
Okie dokie. Well, I have notes on everyone.
Yes, me too.
Yay! 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 Okay. I got a sick. Well, okay. Stuff in the things, and I don't know. It's like they all had stuff about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the one I think probably Bright Disaster stood out to me the most.
Yes, it's reminded me of like an epic Japanese anime film or something. That's what I wrote down. I love
probably because of the music.
Yes, all of them, except for Sergeant Rains, all of them had, I wrote, epic music.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if they just, like, go online and type in, like, epic trailer music, and then it gives it, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, that, and, like, almost all of them had that, and then, like, the chorus, the really high falsetto chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the music that Conker put in his.
Yes, I put.
I didn't like Bright Disasters as much as you guys.
I liked Bright's because his. I put LOL funny because the other two weren't as funny. And then Epic Japanese Movie. I really liked his because it was different from the other two. But for Conker's, I put Epic Music and I put 3 exclamation points and I underlined it twice. So that means it must have been really, really good.
Yes. Yes, I liked his voice. He has a great trailer voice.
I felt kind of bad. I was like, okay, so I hope this isn't too gender biased, but then when MVOA did her thing, I was like, okay, I could see how you could still make it an epic movie without being having a deep guy voice. Yeah, I'd probably even have trouble with this. My voice isn't like that epic movie announcer voice. But I didn't like Conker's. He said his movie will never come out. That made me mad.
Aww.
I want to see that movie. And then Drewox's was awesome. I love his.
Yeah, I really like Drewox's. I think Drewox's was the best.
We should go on that. Who do you think was the best? Tyler's was Drewox's.
I think Drewox did the best.
Yeah, I really like Drewox's.
Yeah, I think Drewox did the best too. I liked Conker's a lot, but then he lost to me at the end. And then Miss Voice of an Angel's, I wrote, it turned gay at the end, which kind of. It's the opposite of epic, but it was epic in the beginning, and then I was like, I'm going to see this movie, and then I said, no, I'm not going to see this movie. I don't know, I'd be caught dead watching My Little Ponies. Maybe I'll see it secretly. I'll, like, dress up or something. And then Sergeant Rains was rated G. I wrote that. I'd like to see an epic movie that's rated G.
Yeah, I didn't really like Zane's.
You didn't really like Zane's?
Mm-mm. It was too, wasn't, I mean, as I recall, I don't remember there being any music.
No, I'm talking about Sergeant Rains.
Oh, I thought you said Zane.
No.
I just thought you said Zane.
No, Zane's had music. Zane's had epic music. And then Zane's had my favorite part of Zane's is when the music stopped and he did the Barney thing. Because I was like,
That's right.
I hope Barney gets shot. I hope he gets shot.
Too. I was like, yes, it's coming, I can feel it.
Like, I could picture, like, in the movie, like, Barney sitting there. I don't know what he was doing. I pictured him, like, leaning in a rocking chair, playing, like, a banjo or something, singing. And then that went on a little too long, I think. I wanted him to get shot a little sooner, but that's a mixing thing. I'm not going to mark you for that. And I like that you added that, though, Zane. I think if no one's getting eliminated today or this week, but I probably would have eliminated Sergeant Rain from my vote. What do you think?
I would have eliminated Rain. Rain is probably my least favorite.
Yeah, I actually, if it was going to, it would probably be down to Miss Voice of an Angel and Sergeant Rain, but only because Miss Voice of an Angel, I had trouble hearing when the ponies were talking. I couldn't understand anything.
Oh, yeah. And
so
then
that kind of took away from it.
Yeah. And then
well, there. Wait, hold on. There was one where, like,
it was Bright's.
There was a,
I think.
The narrator was, like, talking over.
Yeah, that part, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering whose was that.
That was Bright's. Bright's and MVOA both did it, I think.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
But,
What? They're both talking at the same time. It's, like, at the same volume, too. It's not, like, a background thing.
It's just a mixing thing. But I did think, for the most part, all of them were epic. I was surprised. I love how they added the music. All right, so, sorry, guys, that... we did it this way. I was really debating on whether we should play them all at once or, you know, critique after every single one of them. And I kind of wanted to make it more like an actual trailer fashion. So I ended up going with the former. So you all advance onto round 3. I'm going to go ahead and explain what round 3 is right now. Round 3 is I'm really looking forward to round three. Round three, it's actually going to be a two-part one. So we're gonna. This is where your guys' commitment and, you know, all the people who actually do submit, this is where your commitment is put to the test. It's called Entertaining Fanfics. And what you're going to have to do is immediately when you hear this, I want you to post a picture of a fruit in the main chat. Or if you don't have a VH account, because I know Conker doesn't, you could just email me a fruit. When you do that, I will send you a topic, and the topic will have like three things with it. Your job as the first person is to write a boring fanfic. I'm going to assume this is not going to be that hard to write a boring fanfic. It has to be 400 to 500 words, which isn't that long. I tested it. You have to try and make it as boring as possible using the three topics or guides that I sent you. Like, I'll give you something that I want you to cover, and I'll be like, make sure to put this in your thing. Once you write that boring fanfic, I need you to send it to me by Thursday, anytime on Thursday Eastern, and then I will send them to other people. And those people have to record your boring fanfic and make it as entertaining as possible. The least entertaining submission will be eliminated next week. So, yeah, once to recap, write a boring fanfic using what I tell you. And you need to post a picture of a fruit in order for me to send you the topic. And wait until Friday. And hopefully by Friday I will have all the boring fanfics and I will send everybody a copy of someone else's boring fanfic, and your job is to record that boring fanfic, make it as entertaining as possible to fulfill the title Entertaining Fanfics. So, yeah, that is next week. Thank you all for submitting. Please don't drop out.
Yep.
Copper dropped out, by the way, this week, which I actually was not surprised, since Copper, I think, he almost dropped out of The Voice until his team begged him, and then he had to cancel his show. I second that emotion. And then he dropped out of 7, like, last round. So I wasn't surprised when Copper dropped out. But if you guys have probably seen, if somebody does drop out, then you'll probably all just make it onto the next round. So submit anyway, because, I don't know, if you submit, then you're going to make it. So that's what we've seen so far. All right. That's it for this episode. Once again, that's it. Time to mix.